Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Cuba Cooperation France Association, Cuba CUP, celebrated Cuba's Day of National Rebelliousness and affirmed that July 26, 1953, filled the Cuban people with dignity. Those great historic events in Cuba also gave hope back to many in the world, Cuba CUP President Victor Fernandez said on behalf of the organization on the occasion of the 69th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes garrisons, which paved the way to the Cuban Revolution. Fernandez ratified the political and economic support from the association, founded in 1995 for Cuba, and condemned the blockade imposed by the United States for more than six decades. What crime has Cuba committed to deserve this criminal blockade and sanctions? He wondered. According to the Cuba CUP president, Cuba can only be accused of taking millions of Latin Americans out of illiteracy through the Yes I Can teaching method, restoring sight to do so many others with Operation Miracle Free Eye Surgery Program, or sending tens of thousands of doctors to save lives worldwide. Cuba has also produced its own vaccines to protect its people from COVID-19. Therefore, it does not deserve the blockade, and we have reasons to demand the end of a policy that is the main obstacle to Cuba's development, he warned. The Italian communist youth organization Cambiare Rota, that is, change of route, on Monday issued a communique in support of the Cuban Revolution in the framework of the event Fighting as Soldiers of Ideas in Pereta Term, a city in northern Bologna. At the meeting, which began on July 22, the members of the organization debated, among other issues, the process of changes in Cuba after the revolutionary victory in 1959, an example that shows that a different world is possible, the statement noted. The passionate debate brought us back to the importance of young people's role in the revolutionary process and the need to carry it forward, the document states. Cambiare Rota launched a call to hold a rally in Rome on Tuesday in support of Cuba on the occasion of the 69th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes garrisons, which marked the beginning of the final stage of the struggles for Cuba's independence. The All China Federation of Trade Unions expressed support for the efforts being made by the Cuban government and people to protect social stability in the face of foreign interference attempts, diplomatic sources reported on Friday. According to the Cuban embassy in Beijing, the organization pointed out in a statement that it opposes the intervention of any country in the internal affairs of others, the imposition of unilateral sanctions, harassment, and international pressure under the pretext of promoting freedom, democracy, and human rights. It expressed its support for Cuba in the search for a development path in accordance with its own national conditions, highlighted its work in confronting the COVID-19 pandemic, and in improving the life of the people. The Federation also assured that it will take firm steps to strengthen the friendly ties between the two nations, stated its willingness to implement the consensus reached between their top leaders and to strengthen ties with the Cuban Workers' Confederation. Finally, it referred to the majority call at the United Nations General Assembly and for 29 consecutive years for the United States to lift the economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterated the search for revolutionary and socialist solutions as a response to the difficulties faced by the country due to the intensified U.S. blockade. In his Twitter, the president said, In the face of the imperial logic of suffocating the Cuban economy to destroy the revolution, the enemy must know that the greater the challenges, our response is more revolution and more socialism. In this way, he repeated what was stated during the parliamentary session by the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Planning, Alejandro Gil Fernandez, who gave a detailed report before the deputies on the performance of the economy in the first half of the year and announced the reestablishment of the foreign exchange trading market, including the dollar in cash. He assured that no one will get tired here, no one will give up. The greater the challenges, our answer is more revolution and more socialism. We will advance and we will win. Cuban residents abroad and friends of Cuba were heard this weekend in all continents prior to the celebration of the 69th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes garrisons. The attack on the Moncada garrison was the starting point of the heroic deed that would follow years later with the armed struggle in Sierra Maestra until the revolutionary victory on January 1, 1959. During these days, Cuban residents are working at missions abroad, and friends of Cuba and its emancipation process have taken several actions to commemorate the date and at the same time to demand the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States almost from the very moment of the victory. In several countries, the rallies to commemorate the anniversary began on Saturday, as in Mexico, where nationals and Cubans held a march convened by the Mexican Movement of Solidarity and supported by several organizations, including the José Martí Association of Cuban Residents. Participants demanded that U.S. President Joe Biden abandon the policy implemented by his predecessor Donald Trump, who reinforced the economic war, and, as he promised in his election campaign, they called on Biden to resume the negotiations initiated by then-President Barack Obama, precisely when he was the Vice President of the United States. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.